Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, Lou Merrill, and our happy postman, Mel Blanc. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, expertly blended and radiant roasted for rich, mellow, extra flavor. Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Last week, Gracie decided to earn her own Christmas shopping money and started out by selling George's cigars. George put a stop to that, but in Gracie's vocabulary, there is no such word as surrender. So 2 days later, they had a caller.
Yes?
Your name, George Burns?
That's right.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, making your poor wife drive a taxi.
Huh?
Here's a summons to appear in traffic court on 15 counts.
Now, wait a minute.
It's guys like you that make guys like me hate guys like you.
But I didn't... Gracie.
I heard him, dear.
Okay, start explaining.
Well, I thought I could make some Christmas money if I took our car and started a yellow cab service.
Our car is black.
You'd be surprised what 10 gallons of yellow paint can do.
What about these traffic citations? 15 of them for going through red lights. How do you explain that?
Oh, that's very simple. They only caught me 15 times.
You went through more?
I have to. Every time I stopped for a red light, I lost money.
Why?
Well, my passengers would jump out and run for their lives.
So that's where the car's been. And you told me it was in a garage being repaired.
It is now.
You had an accident?
Well, it could have happened to anyone. I was driving along, minding my own business. Mm. I stuck my left foot out to make a turn, and then...
Hold it. You stuck out your leg?
Yeah, but...
Well, why did you do that?
Well, I found I attracted more passengers that way.
Murder.
Well, before I knew it, I lost control, but I remained perfectly calm. I just sat there until they took the washing machine out of my lap.
It's quite heavy. You couldn't talk with it in your lap, I guess. How did you get a washing machine in your lap?
Well, we were both in the window of the May Company.
Okay, you win. I'll give you all the Christmas money you want. You can quit trying to earn it.
Oh, no. You said I didn't have brains enough to do it myself, and I'm going to show you. I'll earn my own money from Christmas if it takes me till New Year's.
But, Gracie...
Don't worry. I'll find a job. Other women have done all right. Look at Cleopatra.
Cleopatra was queen of Egypt. Besides, she's dead.
Well, there's a job open right there.
Gracie, Christmas money or no Christmas money, no more of these crazy ideas. Understand?
Yes, dear.
Good.
However, the very next day...
Yes?
Burns, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Making your poor wife sell Christmas trees.
Huh?
Here's your summons. See you in court.
Now, look here.
It's guys like you that make guys like me hate guys like you. Yeah.
Gracie.
We see a lot of them, don't we?
This is a citation for damaging public property. What's that got to do with selling Christmas trees?
Well, yesterday was an awfully nice day, so I went through Griffith Park.
Well?
I went through it with an axe.
Well, that does it. Here. Here's $50 for Christmas.
Well, thank you, George.
Now you can stop trying to earn your own money.
Oh, no. I'm still going to show you that a wife can earn her own money. Wives are smarter than husbands, and I'll prove it.
But you took my $50.
Need any more proof?
Gracie, I absolutely forbid... Come in.
Hello, all.
Yeah, somebody from the Rat Skeller, I guess. Well, hello, all.
Well, Meredith, how nice to see you. Come in and sit down.
Thank you, Gracie. In my sea of troubles, your face is like a lighthouse shining out to me.
George, hand me my compact.
Yeah. You've got troubles, Meredith?
Yeah. Though I hesitate to burden my friends with them.
Oh, not at all, Meredith. We're more than your friends. We're like your family.
Sure.
Think of George as your father. And think of me as your sister.
Well, that's a comforting thought. Thanks, sis. And you too, Papa.
Never mind the Papa.
What's your trouble, Meredith?
Oh, it's my girl, Goldie. For the last couple weeks, a very handsome young fellow's been taking her home from work every night.
Oh, a rival, huh?
Well, I thought so at first, but when I questioned Goldie, she assured me that he was her father. And apparently she spoke the truth. I've noticed whenever he kisses her, she always says, "Oh, Daddy."
Yeah, that's a sure sign.
Well, anyway, Goldie has asked me to lend her $100. She says her father needs to be operated on for gout. Well, that's my problem. Should I lend it to her?
Well, if she's telling the truth, yes. But is she? How old would you say Goldie is?
About 20.
Mm-hmm. And how old is this fellow who claims to be her father?
About 25.
Well, there you are. Doesn't that tell you she's lying?
Yeah. Yeah, by golly, it does. I'm not so dumb. I can see through that.
Oh, sure.
Sure. How could a fellow that young have the gout?
What?
Well, exactly. Her father wants the money for some other reason. Don't let her have it.
Okay, Gracie.
Wait a minute, you two. If she's 20 and he's 25, how can he be her father? You can't have a baby when you're 5 years old.
Oh, George, how can you be so innocent? It's the mother who has the baby, not the father. Maybe her father married an older woman.
Forgive me, I lost my head. And now I'm going out to see if I can lose the rest of me. Papa already.
Gracie, I certainly do want to thank you for the advice. You saved me $100.
Oh, glad to do it, Meredith. I love to give advice. I wish everyone would come to me with their problems so I could... Meredith.
What?
That's the way to earn my Christmas money.
How?
I'll solve people's problems, like Mr. Anthony or Dorothy Dix, only I'll charge for it.
Say, that's a bully idea.
I'll be a professional troubleshooter. I'll tell people how to be a success, how to make love, how to find apartments,
How to find apartments? You can do that?
Sure. You give me the address and I'll find any apartment in town.
You'll make a fortune.
Oh, yes. Oh, wait a minute. If people write to me here, George will see the letters and get mad again.
Well, I have a post office box you could use. Box 808.
Wonderful, Meredith. I'll go right down and put ads in all the papers. I'll tell people to write in to the dependable old problem explainer.
That's too long.
Yeah. Well, I'll just use initials. I'll tell them to write to the D-O-P-E.
No, I don't think I'd call myself that.
Oh, too short, huh?
Too short.
Well, I'll just call myself the problem explainer. Isn't it wonderful, Meredith? Tomorrow morning we'll be in business.
the San Fernando Valley my home. You know, that's real nice music, Mayor, and a real nice thought.
About settling down in San Fernando?
Yeah,
well,
man, yeah.
Fella could do a lot worse. Living's mighty good in those California valleys.
Which is something more and more folks have been discovering, Meredith, year after year. Yes, from the Sacramento and the San Joaquin, from the Santa Clara to the San Fernando itself, the earth is rich and the skies are fair. Makes you understand why the valleys of California are famed in song and story as such an impressive and beautiful part of the American scene. And you know, in its own way, Maxwell House coffee is truly part of the American scene, too. Over the years, we Americans have made coffee our national drink. And more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. Flavors behind this popularity story, of course. The mellow, full-bodied Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these premium Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellin's for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor. And Bucaramanga's for full body. Adding up to great coffee at the very peak of flavorful perfection. Why not enjoy the very best in coffee pleasure, coffee goodness? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Just say Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Yes. Oh, good morning, Mr. Postman.
Good morning, Mrs. Byrne. Here's your mail.
Thanks. Say, I'm earning my own Christmas money so I can get George a nice present. Oh, what did your wife give you last year?
A belt.
Oh.
Right in the nose. She didn't like the fur coat I gave her.
Oh, that's funny. What kind of fur was it? Fox? Beaver?
Gorilla.
Gorilla? Well, why did you pick that?
It didn't have to be altered. She could wear it just the way it came.
Oh, Mr. Postman, I think you need the services of a professional troubleshooter.
Do you think I could have her shot?
Oh, no, no, that's me. That's how I'm earning my Christmas money. I have an ad in this morning's paper. If people write to Box 808, I solve their problems.
Oh, solve mine. What shall I do about Bertha?
Well, now, let's see. How long have you been married?
17 years and 5 days.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been unhappy?
17 years and 4 days.
Well, at least you were happy the first day.
No, that was yesterday. She was out of town.
Well, I hardly know what to suggest, Mr. Postman. Have you ever thought of leaving Bertha?
Oh, I could never do that. I complain a lot, but if I ever left Bertha, I'd die.
You would?
Yeah, she'd kill me. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Merge, and remember, keep smiling.
I hope the people who ride into Box 808 won't have problems that difficult. Well, I'd better go over to Meredith's and see if he's picked up the first mail.
Good morning, Gracie. How about some breakfast, sweetheart?
Oh, all right. How would you like some golden hot cakes, a fluffy omelet, and nice crisp bacon, and a steaming cup of coffee?
That's for me.
Good. Go down to the drugstore and ask for the number 2 breakfast.
I'd like to eat my breakfast here.
Oh, by the time you carry it from the drugstore, it'll be cold.
I want you to fix my breakfast.
Oh, well, I have to hurry out, dear.
Gracie, are you in another business to earn Christmas money?
Oh, no.
Is that the truth?
Well, if I'm fibbing, may this ceiling fall down.
Okay.
Goodbye, dear. And please have the plaster swept up before I get back.
sure glad you dropped in, Bill. I need your advice.
What's the trouble, George?
Oh, it's Gracie again. You know how she's always getting crazy ideas? But now she's got the craziest idea since she married me.
Yeah, she'll never top that one.
Cut out the clowning, Bill. Tell me, what should I do to make Gracie behave herself?
Lay down the law, George. Tell Gracie there can only be one boss in the family.
Yeah.
Tell her the other person must obey the boss.
Yeah.
Either that or pack up and leave.
Yeah.
Then pack up and leave.
Okay, comedian, I'm sorry I bothered you.
I was only kidding, George. Look, if you really want advice, there's an ad in the morning paper that might help you.
What is it?
Well, here, I'll read it to you. Do you have a problem? Do you have a dollar? If so, send the problem and the dollar to the Problem Explainer, Post Office Box 808. If you're not satisfied with my solution, your problem will be cheerfully refunded.
Hand me the pen, I'll try anything. Dear Problem Explainer, my wife is always getting me into trouble. How can I make her obey me? How shall I sign this? Heckled husband? Mistreated male?
How about puzzled pipsqueak? Or anxious antique?
I'll use heckled husband.
Okay.
Here you are, Gracie. Another bunch of letters from the post office.
My, they're really pouring in. We better start answering them. You read them and I'll dictate the answers.
Okay. Now, this one is signed, Suspicious. Dear Problem Explainer, my gentleman friend gave me a mink, but it doesn't look good to me. How can I tell if it's dyed?
Dear Suspicious, look at the mink closely. If it's not breathing, it's dyed. Next letter.
Well, this one is signed, Troubled Wife. Dear Problem Explainer, recently my husband started taking vitamin pills. Now all he wants to do is hug me and kiss me. Enclosed, please find a dollar. What shall I do?
Dear Troubled Wife, enclosed, please find $2. Send me the name of those pills. Next letter.
Well, the next one is signed, Heckled Husband. Dear Problem Explainer, my wife is always getting me into trouble. How can I make her obey me?
Dear Heckled Husband, your wife is obviously the stupid type. Get rough with her. Use caveman tactics. Get that one off right away, Meredith.
Okay, Gracie.
That poor man. Imagine being married to such a silly woman. George doesn't realize how lucky he is. Next letter, Meredith.
Now here's Meredith Wilson with an old favorite, Time on My Hands. Thank you.
advice the problem explainer gave me, Bill. I'm supposed to get tough with Gracie. Use caveman tactics.
Oh, that caveman stuff is great, George. Boy, I wish I'd lived back in those days. What a racket. When you saw a beautiful dame, all you had to do was clop her over the head with your club, grab her by the hair, and drag her to your cave. Ha ha, what a life.
You'd have been out every night, huh, Bill?
Yeah, night clubbing.
I'll bet there'd have been a whole stack of women in your cave.
Well, that's how I like my women, George. Well, stacked.
Too bad that smooth line of yours would have been wasted.
What do you mean?
Well, back in those days, no one talked. There was no language.
Who needs talk, George? If I puckered up and said, yum, yum, she'd know what I wanted.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sure. Gee whiz. She'd get busy and make me a cup of Maxwell House coffee. Maxwell House is rich, mellow, delicious, the result of careful selection and blending of choice Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection.
Bill, I'd like to remind you of something.
Then I'd hit her on the head with my club, either...
You can hardly pick that club up.
Either once or twice I'd hit her to tell her how I wanted my coffee, you see.
That would tell her?
Yeah, either one lump or two.
What?
Of course, with or without sugar, Maxwell House is the very best at coffee drinking pleasure. Yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold.
Bill, I'd like to remind you of something.
Yeah?
In the caveman days, there was no Maxwell House coffee.
What? No Maxwell House coffee?
Not a drop.
Well, no wonder the women like to be hit over the head. Who wants to be conscious if you can't enjoy it? Maxwell House is bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price. Everybody knows that Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
Here comes Gracie. Slip out the back way, Bill. This is where I get tough.
You gonna get tough?
Yeah.
Well, act like a real caveman, George. Rush out and grab her. Sling her across your shoulder and carry her into the house.
You want me to do that?
Well, in your case, hobble out and beckon.
Just... disappear. I'll do all right.
Okay, good luck, Neanderthal man.
I'll be plenty tough. Now, if that doesn't scare her, I'll take off my belt like I'm going to beat her with it. That'll scare the daylights out of her.
Hello, George.
Get down on your knees, woman.
All right. Where are the dice?
Don't you understand? I'm about to beat you.
Oh, you always say that, but I always win.
This is no game. And from now on, you'd better say sir to me. Suppose you thought you were married to a mouse.
Oh, no, George, I never thought that.
You didn't, huh?
No, you've never liked cheese.
You'd never like cheese, sir. You better be scared of me. I'm a caveman. Take a look at this chest.
Where?
Right here.
Well, move your hand. I can't see it.
Right here. Isn't that the chest of a caveman?
Oh, yes. It's very badly caved.
Gracie.
Oh, you're awfully puny, George.
You're awfully puny, sir. So you're not afraid of me, huh?
No, dear.
Well, maybe this will do it. You see what I'm doing?
Yeah, you're taking off your belt.
Yeah. And what do you think is going to happen now?
Well, it just happened. Your pants fell down.
I'm going to take this belt and lash you. Are you frightened?
Oh, I'm scared to death.
I'm a brute. A powerful brute.
Oh. Then why do you call me every morning to squeeze the toothpaste out of the tube?
I'm a brute. Powerful brute.
Oh. You're cute.
Oh, nuts to this. I'm going to write that problem explainer and get my dollar back.
Problem explainer?
Yeah, some jerk who gives advice. Wrote a letter signed Heckled Husband, and this is the advice I got.
Oh, so that was you? Oh, I mean, you did?
Yeah.
Wait. You wait right here. I've got something to do. Quick, Mary. Meredith, take a letter. Dear heckled husband, I was wrong about treating your wife rough. Be sweet and give her presents, because she is obviously a highly intelligent woman.
Well, wait a minute. A little while ago you said she was stupid.
A little while ago she was. Let's continue. Buy her candy, flowers, perfume, and a new hat. Send that by telegram, Meredith.
If that problem explainer went to all that trouble to wire me, it must be good advice. I hope so. This candy and stuff cost me plenty of dough.
Hello, George.
Ah, come in, darling. And let your adoring husband shower you with gifts.
Gifts for me? Little insignificant, unimportant, irresistible me?
Yes. Here's a box of candy.
Oh, this is so unexpected.
Here's a bouquet of flowers.
I can't believe it.
Here's a bottle of perfume.
Oh, what a surprise.
Well, what do you say now?
Where's the new hat?
I didn't have a chance to shop. Wait a minute. How do you know about the new hat?
This is going to be a tough one.
Come on, hurry up. I want the truth.
Well, don't rush me. I'm trying to make up a truth you'll believe.
Say, I'll bet this was another one of those schemes to make Christmas money. I'll bet you're the problem explainer yourself.
Oh, stop. That's as silly as saying I'm the mad Russian.
You knew about the hat.
Ha!
You ran out of here just before I got that telegram.
Ha!
And there's my letter sticking out of your purse.
How do you do?
Who built America? People of many races and many faiths, making their own contributions to the American scene, the American story. Friends, let's remember that next time we hear someone run down a neighbor's race or religion. Prejudice divides America, sets race against race, group against group. And a divided America is a weaker America, weaker at home, weaker in the councils of the world. Starting now, let's judge our neighbors as we would have ourselves judged, as individuals and as human beings, not as symbols of any group or race. Let's fight all prejudice, and let's start with ourselves. Let's keep building America strong and great. Say, lady, if you're going to the grocer's tomorrow, be sure you get LaFrance.
What's LaFrance?
The bluing flakes used by more women than any other.
Why?
First, because a LaFrance blued wash is not just clean. It's snowy, sparkling, blindingly white. Second, because LaFrance saves extra wash day work. It works right along with your regular soap, blues while you wash, and completely eliminates any separate bluing job.
And that name is LaFrance?
LaFrance it is. For easier, whiter, brighter washes.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.